Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Burt Show.
Burt Show's busted baby brackets are up online right now. Kudos to you guys for identifying that your newborns were, quote unquote, not aesthetically pleasing. How many babies we got here?
32.
32. Every single one of them deserves to be in this bracket.
Yes.
they earn a spot.
There is not even a question on any one of them.
And you can tell some were born recently. Some are some pictures from back in the day. You can tell like those old grainy hospital pictures that they set up and they came in and took a photo of you. But... yeah, it is a, y'all need to start a Conehead Facebook group.
Whoa. Are you guys on the page right now?
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
Go look at baby number three, who is super startled. So startled.
Baby number three is my favorite. I thought nobody else was going to care about baby number three because objectively he's not the ugliest, but this photo is so horrendous. He looks like he has just seen a ghost. There's a receding hairline and the double chin is so cute.
I got to be honest with you. Baby five to me is on the cusp. Like that is not an ugly baby. That is just a baby on a bender.
Because the headband always helps.
That is a tired baby right there. But outside of that, it's a pretty cute baby.
And I think some, you can tell, like it's either a busted baby or it's just a bad picture. You know what I mean? Like it's a bad angle, it's bad lighting. But for the most part,
baby eight is 103 years old. That is just pissed at everything.
Baby eight looked like I had no intention of being here at all.
I did not consent to life.
Yes, no one asked me.
But I love baby 11 because it looks like its head is going to explode. Like its brain is too big for its skull.
Right. It's like it's holding its breath to get something. baby 10 is so ugly that it's cute.
Yeah, that's just a bad picture.
It's the like face. Like he needs to take his finger and put it up to his lips and go.
Yeah, the angle didn't help.
I kind of feel bad for baby 14.
Me too.
Yeah. That's an old picture, man.
I can't even make fun of baby 14.
Yeah, let's just move past 14.
I think at some point I really would like to see what these kids ended up looking like because I'm sure they're beautiful now.
Of course.
Well, back then, not so good.
I want to know if baby 15 still has its buck teeth. I don't even know you could have teeth at this age.
That's not a teeth. That's the lip.
You sure?
Positive.
That's when you know you got a problem. If you can't tell if it's your lip or teeth, you got a real problem.
That is a shriveled up little pruny lip.
You need some EOS is what you're saying. Yes. A little Vaseline.
Yes.
It came out with teeth.
There has been documentation of a baby coming out with teeth.
And it was this one right here.
No, that is not teeth.
That's blessed.
That is a lip that needs some Blistex.
Bless these babies. You cannot scroll through these without laughing hard. They're up online. You can vote today starting today. What did we call the first round of babies?
This is the first round of fuglies.
First round of fuglies. And what's the next round going to be?
So the next one will be the sweet 16. So maybe the not so sweet 16.
Sour 16.
Scary 16.
Scary 16.
Scary 16.
All right, so go vote online today anytime at theburtshow.com. All right, the MIA being a, you know.
Yes. What the hell was that?
I was trying to figure out how to transition in MIA, and I didn't know how I was going to get out of it.
Well, that ugly got you distracted.
Yeah, certainly thrown me here. All right, so is she being an a-hole here? Dear Burt Show. P1 here. If you know what a P1 is, then you are one. If you don't, You're bad.
You're not.
My future husband and I got into an argument tonight, and it kind of involves his two sons, 16 and 21, that I've been raising with him for 10 years. Tonight, the doorbell rang, and we were not expecting anyone at all. DoorDash, Amazon, visitors, nothing. And I just looked at him to get it. He said, oh, I'm supposed to, I got to go answer the door. And I told him, yeah, women and children don't answer the door to strangers, ever. So he answered the door, and it was a lawn care solicitor. Whatever, she says. However, afterwards, he asked me, what do you do if I'm not here? And I told him that if I'm home alone, I don't answer the door at all. But if the 21-year-old big, tall son is here, I ask him to answer it. He got so mad that I'd put his son in danger instead of answering the door myself. I told him, your son is big and tall and huge and street smart. He stands a better chance of defending himself against a strong arm intrusion than I would, except if maybe I had a weapon. I would never ask the 16-year-old to answer the door because he's short, thin, and not street smart at all.
Wow.
And he's underage.
Okay.
He's a minor.
That's all you had to
say. She never mentioned that. Because he's short, thin, and not street smart.
I mean, you do have those kids, like you, and you can tell immediately. Yeah. You know a kid that has common sense and street smarts, and you know a kid that does that has zero of that.
That might hit a little close to home.
Okay, and it's so crazy that they both come from the same DNA and in the same house.
I'm not sure,
but they're
But he still feels like it's my job as the future stepmom to answer the door to protect both of the boys. I told him I would be much easier to strong arm, and there are other things that can happen to me as well. So no, I will not answer the door. But main question, am I the a-hole for asking the 21-year-old to answer the door, or should I just ignore it like I would if I was home alone? She says, thanks, y'all.
So I do not think she's an a-hole. I get where she's coming from. If I'm home alone and like we get a random knock, I'm not answering the door. Like, you know, the dogs are going crazy. You've already, you know, peeve me off because the dogs are going crazy. I'm not going to answer the door. Now, if your kids are there, adult or not, the way I look at it, if I'm not comfortable answering the door, then I shouldn't have one of your kids answer the door. Full stop. Doesn't matter if 16 or 21, you know, able-bodied or not. I don't know where you live, what kind of neighborhood you're in, whatever. If you're not comfortable answering the door, then don't have your fiance's child, whether it's an adult child or not, answer the door. If he's living on his own and wants to answer a door, then fine.
He's 21 years old. It's a grown-ass man. Answer a door.
If it's a grown-ass man, he needs to be living on his own.
I don't know about all that. I don't know, like with economics and finances.
No, I get that. If I'm saying that, I have no shame whatsoever if you're in your early 20s and living with your parents. But if she is not comfortable, this is like in this instance, if she is not comfortable answering the door, then she shouldn't expect his adult children to answer the door.
Here I go. Maybe old fashioned again. If I have a 21-year-old son, I feel like it's part of his responsibility to protect the family. So he should be the one answering the door.
I agree. I don't think she's being the a-hole at all. I grew up with two sisters in the home, and if ever my dad wasn't there and it was just my sisters and my mom, even before I was 21, that was just kind of something I wanted to do. Like, you that's what you do as the next guy up, as the man in the house. And get a Ring camera so that everyone can answer the door from inside and you don't have to open it.
I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, this is about to be an incredible ad for a Ring camera because you could just take one little look outside the door and see if it was an axe murder or not. And if it was, then, you know, just grab a knife and answer it or just ignore it.
He's 21.
Yeah.
That's a 21-year-old man.
Yeah, he'll be fine.
Yeah.
He'll survive. But if she, my thinking is if you aren't comfortable answering the door, then you can't ask him and expect him to do it.
And I'm just the opposite. I think if, as the woman, if I don't feel comfortable, I got a 21-year-old man in the house that can answer the door. Totally, completely different.
100%.
It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.